Help from the Native Americans. Their first winter in America, almost half the pilgrims died of malnutrition, disease, and cold. In the spring, a few Native Americans approached the settlement. Two of them, Squanto and Samoset, befriended the colonists. Squanto was a Pawtuxet who had been kidnapped to Europe and had learned English. Squanto and Samoset showed the pilgrims how to grow corn, beans, and pumpkins, and where to hunt and fish. Without their help, the pilgrims might not have survived. Squanto and Samoset also helped the pilgrims make a treaty with the Wampanoag people who lived in the area. Massasoit, a Wampanoag leader, signed a treaty with the pilgrims in March 1621, and the two groups lived in harmony. New settlements. In 1625, the English throne passed to Charles I. Charles objected to the Puritans' calls for reform in the Anglican Church, and persecution of Puritans increased again. Some Puritans looked for a way to leave England. In 1629, a group of Puritans formed the Massachusetts Bay Company and received a royal charter to establish a colony north of Plymouth. This was the Puritans' chance to create a new society in America, a society based on the Bible. The company chose a well-educated Puritan named John Winthrop to be the colony's governor. In 1630, Winthrop led about 900 men, women, and children to Massachusetts Bay. Most of them settled in a place they called Boston. Growth and government. During the 1630s, more than 15,000 Puritans journeyed to Massachusetts to escape religious persecution and economic hard times in England. This movement of people became known as the Great Migration. At first, John Winthrop and his assistants made the colony's laws. They were chosen by the General Court, which was made up of the colony's stockholders. In 1634, settlers demanded a larger role in the government. The General Court became an elected assembly. Adult male church members were allowed to vote for the governor and for their town's representatives to the General Court. In later years, they also had to own property to vote. The Puritans came to America to put their religious beliefs into practice. The Puritans had little toleration. They criticized or persecuted people who held other religious views. This lack of toleration led to the creation of new colonies. Connecticut and Rhode Island. The fertile Connecticut River Valley, south of Massachusetts, was much better for farming than was the stony soil around Boston. In the 1630s, colonists began to settle in this area. A minister named Thomas Hooker became dissatisfied with Massachusetts. He did not like the way that Winthrop and the other Puritan leaders ran the colony. In 1636, Hooker led his congregation through the wilderness to Connecticut, where he founded the town of Hartford. 3 years later, Hartford and two other towns, Windsor and Wethersfield, agreed to form a colony. They adopted a plan of government called the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. This was the first written constitution in America, and it described the organization of representative government in detail.